Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
14 goals in two matches have headlined one of the most dramatic mornings in Euros history as Switzerland and Spain progressed to the next round. This is your overnight update by Optus Sport for Tuesday, the 29th of June. I'm James Lawrence and I'll be getting you up to speed on the latest news and results from Euro 2020.
Can Mbappe deliver? He's denied by Sommer! And Switzerland have done it against all the odds!
Switzerland have defeated world champions France after a penalty shootout in Bucharest. The Swiss took the lead after 15 minutes courtesy of a Haris Seferovic header. However, the game then swung in the second half, as 5 minutes of madness saw Ricardo Rodriguez miss for Switzerland from the penalty spot before Karim Benzema scored a quickfire double for France.
Griezmann, Benzema again. The game has been turned on its head.
Les Bleus then looked to have secured their place in the last eight after Paul Pogba added a stunning third, but two late goals to Switzerland were enough to force an extra 30 minutes of play. With nothing separating the two sides after extra time, a penalty shootout was required to decide the winner, with Swiss goalkeeper Jan Sommer proving the hero, saving Kylian Mbappe's sudden death spot kick. Switzerland will now prepare to take on Spain, who earlier in the night defeated Croatia 5-3 after extra time. Goals from Pablo Sarabia, Cesar Azpilicueta and Ferran Torres had the Spanish 3-1 up with just 13 minutes remaining before a late fightback saw the game go to extra time.
Kramaric waits in the centre, Budimir's in there as well. There could be another goal!
Unbelievable.
It was then heavily criticised striker Alvaro Morata who put Spain back in front before Mikel Oyarzabal sealed the victory. Here's what former La Liga striker John Aloisi had to say about Morata's performance, speaking on Optus Sport's live match coverage.
Yeah, credit to Luis Enrique. He believed in him, he kept faith in him, and he didn't take him off. He started him in this game. Morata, after missing a sitter, he ends up coming up with that goal in extra time, and then combined well with Dani Olmo to set up Oyarzabal to get the winner. It was brilliant play.
Tomorrow morning, we'll see the final round of 16 fixtures take place. Sweden will take on the Ukraine at 5 a.m., but first, England welcome Germany to Wembley. Coverage starting from 1:30 a.m. Eastern, live and exclusive on Optus Sport. And that's all the latest from Euro 2020. I'm James Lawrence. And that's all the latest news from Euro 2020. I'm James Lawrence. I'll speak to you again tomorrow.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.